And now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio and SDPB's Black Hills Studio, we have Black Hills Community Theater, Holly Lindsay, Giving Tuesday coordinator. Holly, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That was a whole lot of Black Hills there. And so let's celebrate the Black Hills because community theater is so much, it's almost inseparable from the Black Hills of South Dakota, that community theater. Tell us about community theater.
The Black Hills Community Theater has been around. This is our 52nd season, and I've been serving the board for 2 years. I'm a military spouse, and I always look for theatrical nonprofits in the towns where we get stationed, and was grateful to find a welcoming community within Black Hills Community Theater.
All right. If that's something that you've been looking for wherever you go, you came here, you had to be impressed with what kind of jewel this theater is.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very impressive to see in a town the size of Rapid, the services for children all the way through the golden years. We have our Well Done Players, who is our golden year men and women, elderly actors and actresses that are putting on shows and out in the community doing the good work they do there. And then we also have our theater in schools program to help support the new STEAM 2 initiative out here. And our education outreach director, Dave DeChristopher, is out even this week every day at Robbinsdale Elementary and different schools in the area working, helping to use theater and teach everyday skills to the children in our community.
Tell me a little bit about why this matters to you personally, because it matters enough to travel to different communities and make those connections. Why theater for you?
Theater for me was, there's a saying in the theater community, I was that kid. I was a kid of a really public divorce in our small town, and the theater community gave myself and my family and my siblings a place to be when we felt we didn't know where else to go. And so I always look for that in the town where we live, because I always want everyone to feel, from kids through adults, that they have a place and that they're valid and that their creativity and the way their mind works matters.
Yeah, that's one of the themes I don't think we've touched on today for Giving Tuesday and all our conversations, is that often when we seek out some way to make a difference in the lives of others, we make that connection to, you know, who were we, you know, what were the sort of areas that we were drawn to that helped us through a hard time or helped us figure out who we were. And for many, many people, that's the arts. And that's that connection that it's a lifelong connection.
Absolutely. And I think what's really beautiful about here is the Black Hills Community Theater isn't just about what you can do on stage or what you can paint behind the scenes. It's even about teaching the community as a whole, from our little ones on up, how to be a good patron and what that looks like, and how to give us the support that we need through things like South Dakota Gives Day and other, not only fundraising, but just donations of goods and set pieces and being involved in the costume shop and helping sew costumes and using your own talents and gifts to help bring art to a community. There is no stronger fiber holding a community together than that.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about donations today. Are there certain areas that they're going to go to? Is it just go to the organization as a whole? Do you have any focus for this day of giving?
We do. We decided to focus this year's campaign on our community connections. And so we are not only taking in the monetary donations for the Black Hills Community Theater that does support the education and outreach program, which includes all of those programs and then some that I was just speaking about. But we're also doing our Cold Weather Equals Warm Hearts campaign, which will actually it started last weekend and it will go all the way through our performances of Frozen Junior this weekend, where we're collecting cold weather gear for both Wavy and the Hope Center here in Rapid City, because we think it's really important to teach our students that it's not just about what we do in our walls, but how can we support the community outside of our walls.
All right. So Wavy is domestic violence, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Fighting against domestic violence.
Correct.
And Hope Center. Tell me a little bit about Hope Center.
The Hope Center is a homeless shelter that is on Kansas City Street here in Rapid City. And they provide meals and they provide job training and they provide all kinds of programs for those of our brothers and sisters that are on the street.
Yep. And I believe they were just on our program maybe last week. You can
find that. I think they were. Yeah.
You can find that conversation at listen.sdpb.org. So as you know, you take your loved ones to the new Frozen 2 movie, think about Frozen Jr. and then use that as an opportunity to make a connection between it's cold out and it's tough to be on the streets and it's tough to leave a situation and not be able to go back to it. And somehow theater can make that connection for people.
Absolutely.
As well. What a great idea, huh?
Thank you.
Plus Frozen Jr.
Yes. I mean, how could you not, right? Yeah.
Is that a kid production then?
It is a kid production. Yep. Our Cherry Street Players are putting that on this weekend. And we have our dinner theater the following weekend after that. So we have a very happy holiday season running It's a Wonderful Life for our dinner theater and Frozen Jr. So our hearts are full at the Black Hills Community Theater. And we hope that our generosity can help others find their way to being generous.
How much, and it's hard for you to answer this question probably, but maybe not because of the years now that you've already spent connected to this organization, but quite a history with the Black Hills Community Theater. Do you see people who really have that connection from childhood, who have grown up, either left the community and then come home again? But it's such an intricately woven part of who these people are, of who we are.
Yes, absolutely.
That's noticeable.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And I've only been with the organization for a short amount of time. So to see and constantly learn about, oh, when I was a kid, I was in this production, and then this now total grown up was in the production too, and now I'm directing this grown up. And there's all kinds of little stories like that I find really interesting and very important. And we've been sharing some of those connection stories on our Facebook if you wanted to go to Black Hills Community Theater to find out what connections the theater has had with some of our board members and some community members. You can read their stories there. But it definitely is a, you know, even for me, I had one of my professors from college had worked with someone connected to this theater. And so it's, you know, I got here and didn't know that there was theater here. And then here's all of these little connections. So
there we go. Yeah. It all comes back.
Comes back for sure. Yeah.
Holly Lindsay, thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.